Guys, we're going on tour in February, and make sure you click the link in the description to buy your tickets. If you've got a single ticket and you're not sat with your friends, do not worry, because it is going to be a place where you can make loads of friends. You can message a Saving Grace account if you're feeling a little bit nervous, and we can make sure that you know someone before you go. This is a wholesome time. We're all going to get drunk and have a great time. So buy the tickets and get a vodka cranberry. Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, we have got Miss Hallie.
Hello.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm
honestly
really excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. You can come back every week if you want.
Cheers.
And I'm here. Big brother.
Yeah.
Let's discuss.
Hell on earth.
Number one. It's hell in there. So when I heard this was coming back, right?
Yeah.
I lost my shit. I had to pull over because I was like, this is it.
Yeah.
Why did you want to go in?
So trans visibility is very important to me.
Yeah.
So I feel like a trans woman being on the show would be fucking brilliant.
Of course.
And I've always been told that I'm just made for reality TV.
I agree.
And, oh, thanks.
It's okay.
And so I was just like, fuck it, why not? And then obviously, it came out in September that you could audition.
Yeah.
I was 17.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I turned 18 in December.
Right.
And then like fucked it off until January. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let me just apply.
Just apply.
And then got the phone call and I was like, wow.
I want to talk about entrance.
Yeah.
Okay. That to me is my version of hell.
Yeah,
right?
I shat myself.
Yeah. Because walking anyway,
yeah,
in front of all those people, and then you got to do the little,
yeah,
little wave and then walk it. How was it? How were you feeling?
So when I stepped out the car, I shat myself, honestly. Like it was your heart literally falls out your asshole. But then all the cheers and stuff make you feel so much better.
Yeah.
And then seeing that goddess, AJ, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. Like she's fucking gorgeous. And then Will as well, bless his little heart. He's just, yeah, he's sweet as pie. And stepped on that stage, saw my mum, she started crying, so my lips started quivering. And I was like, fuck, I need to get in there before I start crying.
You need to start walking towards that door.
Fucked off and went inside.
And you went in that.
Yeah.
Do you have to wait a long time before you go in, as in like in the car?
Yeah.
You do?
You do.
How long are we talking?
Long. Yeah, so you're sat in a car with all the other cars. You don't see anything, everyone's blacked out.
Ooh.
And then to go to the toilet, you have to have like this umbrella over you, like in fucking black bags. Looks like something out of Star Wars.
Jesus.
Yeah, couldn't see fucking things. So
I've been kidnapped.
To the toilet, like almost falling over. And then they drive you in, they give you your countdown, mic you up.
Oh, God.
And they're like, fucking go ahead.
Why am I getting anxious even just hearing about that?
No, don't.
It's made me anxious.
Yeah, but once you're kind of inside and you don't see the crowd anymore,
you're fine.
You're fine.
Do you know what I liked about you when you went in? Every person that would come in, you'd be the first person to go up to.
Yeah, because you know what it is? I'm just like, fucking, come on, babes. Like, I'm opening arms to everyone.
Yeah.
Going in that I wanted to be friends with everyone, although I kind of expected there are going to be people that piss me off.
Yeah.
I did want to be friends with everyone.
Yeah.
And they all are just so lovely.
I think the casting of this year was so good because there's so many different people.
100%. Production done amazing.
They fucking did their bit.
Very inclusive and diverse.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
So you go in. Who are you friends with in the house? Who are your people?
Initially.
Yeah.
So obviously it was me, Kerry and Olivia that ended up being the little trio.
Yeah.
But at first I even told Olivia I thought she was going to be a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kerry, I warmed up to straight away. Jenkin, I thought he was going to be a very loud character.
So did I.
Mm-hmm. But he just sits back and observe. Tom was very much in his shell on like the first night. But I just immediately clicked with Kerry and Trish.
Yeah. I remember Kerry said in the diary room, she just wanted to mother you.
Yeah.
But it made me die because then it cut to you being like, I don't want to be fucking mothered. If anyone tries to fucking mother me,
I haven't watched it back.
I'm like, have you not?
No.
What are you doing?
I know. What am I doing?
You need to watch it back.
It's long.
I mean, yeah, to be fair, you got a lot of episodes.
And also, I was in the fucking house.
Yeah.
Like, I know what happened.
Yeah, it's true. No, it's so true. So when they set, actually, no. We're just going to talk about the house first.
Okay.
Okay, I've got so much to say. Number one, the bathroom. How the fuck do you shower in those showers?
Okay, so obviously me being a tall babe, 6'3" and that.
Yeah, yeah.
my titties were on show.
They were so above the glass.
It's frosted. Yeah, yeah. And then my nipples would just be poking out. Like, it was fucking hilarious. And then I would get everyone to be like, oh, can you see my boobs? And then like, yes. Olivia came one time and she was just looking at me like that. And she was going, and she was just looking at the boobs. But after a while, it was just really comfortable. Like, we were all comfortable with each other. Like, I got in the bath a few times.
You get used to it, I guess.
Yeah, you do. I was walking around the house in my underwear at times. What?
Yeah. I keep seeing Olivia do that. She's just trotting about in her thong.
I know, but she's like iconic. She's just a free spirit, though.
She's grown on me as well, because in the first episode, I was like, hate her.
Yeah.
Cannot stand. Why is she singing?
So she came across as a bit of a bitch initially. Like, I even said to her in the house, like, I thought you were going to be really ditzy and a bitch.
Yeah.
But she actually has her head screwed on, and she's not a bitch. She just says it how it is. She's very upfront.
It's good to have in a house like that as well.
It is. And she's off her fucking nut.
She used to work in a chip shop, and randomly there's a video. I don't know if you've seen it. She's like, oh, the thing of the day would be, oh, that's not her accent. She's like, fish and cod. And you're
fish
like,
and what? Cod, what?
Yeah, and I'm like, is that Olivia from Big Brother?
I know. And she's like, yeah, we have this milkshake, that milkshake. Yeah. But she did say in the house she worked at a takeaway, but I thought she was more doing her dance thing.
Yeah. It would make more sense.
It would.
But, well, she'll do it after this. Yeah. Fair play to her. She'll fucking
imagine you
see
her in a fucking takeaway after Big Brother.
Yeah. I'm like, come on now.
Imagine.
Come work here.
She's fucking brilliant.
So you're in the house. What is the day-to-day life of the house?
So you fucking get woke up at God knows what time.
Yeah.
Because you have no concept of time. So I figured out, right?
Okay.
On our little mic packs, it shows how many hours of battery we have left.
Oh.
So right before bed, I would check.
Yeah.
And then when I woke up, I would check. Sometimes we'll get 5 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours.
Ooh.
Like, it was different every day.
Fine.
But getting woken up by them bright fucking lights.
Yeah.
Like, heaven's gates are opening every morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked.
I was
blinded.
Saying to you, when we went in the house before, the lights are criminal.
Yeah.
It's like being under, in like surgery.
And they're so unforgiving.
They're unforgiving.
Unforgiving.
Yeah.
It's fucked. Even at the makeup table, the lights are horrendous.
Are they?
Yeah, they wash you out. I look pasty as fuck.
Yeah. More bronzer, please.
No, I had bronzer on my arms, my legs, my chest, everywhere. And then I sat on the sofa one night when we was doing an eviction. I stood up and it looked like there was shit all over the sofa. Honestly, yeah. It was fucking everywhere.
I love that.
Yeah. Story but the siren as well. The alarm you get woken up to, fucking hell.
It's too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
We're not in fucking prison.
Could have had birds, maybe.
Honestly.
They've got the budget for birds.
They even one morning done fucking drill sounds. Like, do you know roadworks?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and then you
so
just had
straight. Oh, hell.
No.
I'd be straight back to bed. Yeah. See you later. There's no way. Honestly. So do you do a challenge every day?
Nope. There's a lot of downtime. So some days you would do fuck all.
Right.
And you would be sitting there bored shitless. I think Big Brother got sick of me at some point because I just kept going, I'm bored. Give me something to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just sit there and there's fuck all to do. So there's nothing to do but talk shit. And but when we had a task, we would not want a task. And when we done a task, we would want to just have a chill day.
I could foresee that.
Very bittersweet.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
And when you're doing your down days, how often do you get pulled to the diary room or not really?
Do you know what? It's actually not that much. So a lot of the time I would request to go in there. But when it was like when I was having my diva moments, they would call me to the diary room.
Fine.
But some days, some housemates wouldn't get called there at all.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd be worried about, I've got no screen time today. That's how I'd...
Well,
block
do you
that.
Know everyone in there thinks that they each only get 5 minutes of screen time? So sometimes they have conversations. And even me, I was having conversation. I was like, oh, they won't air this. They fucking aired it. Because we all just
because
thought we
just
got
thought,
5 minutes each.
No, that's horror.
Yeah.
Can a producer not step in and be like, by the way, that's a lie?
Yeah. I was talking about sucking toes. I was talking about everything. And I was like, oh my fuck.
They won't air this. And they aired
it. They aired it.
Oh my God.
No.
Do you know what? Great telly though. I've got to say, great telly.
Don't.
I enjoyed it.
I'm glad you did.
How did you feel? So the first eviction comes up, right? Well, you went up for the first one, weren't you?
No, it was Kerry and Farida.
How did you feel when Farida left?
Ecstatic. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Do you know what? She's actually really lovely, but she was quite annoying in the house because on the first day when we were broken up, she literally stood up on a chair, clapping her hands.
What?
And she was like, guys, like AGM did an annual general meeting.
Right, okay.
And she was like, we need to figure out what we all bring to the table to make good TV. And so we're all like, no. Yeah. Like, we want to make organic TV.
Yeah.
And that's why I think Kerry initially went off her, because she...
Right.
Because then she had thought that Farida was putting on some sort of persona.
Yeah.
But the woman just don't stop talking.
I get... That's funny, because you never see stuff. I mean, obviously you wouldn't see stuff like that, but you never really have context for it.
No, you don't. And that's why a lot of time people get perceived as being a bitch.
Mm.
But... Farida, she just don't stop talking. And like, you would talk to her and like, somehow the conversation would just be made about herself again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're like, here we go.
I saw her last weekend and she had nothing but love for me. Went home, went on TikTok, and she's in comments calling me a two-faced game player.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Is this on her lives? Because I see her do lives a lot now about Big Brother.
Yeah. So this wasn't on her live. Yeah. Someone posted a TikTok about Big Brother, and in the comments someone wrote, yeah, what do you think of Hallie? This, that, that, that. And it wasn't even asking Farida. It was asking the person that made the video. And Farida was like, she's two-faced and a game player. And I replied to her comment. I went, Farida, what's going on, babes? What's going on?
What's happened here?
Yeah.
No.
I know.
Fucking hell.
I was shocked at that. I felt that in my chest, honestly.
What did you think about Zach before he left?
So initially, I was hearing things from other housemates like Chanel, Jenkin, Tom, Kerry, Olivia. And so I thought he was playing a game, because a conversation of money came up as well. And he said, yeah, he wouldn't be happy to leave with like no less than the 100 grand, this, that, that, that. I don't know. I wasn't there for the fucking conversation.
Yeah.
So I was taking what I heard from other people and made a judgment of him.
Yeah.
But then after I'd called him a game player and got sent to fucking prison, I had a conversation with him and actually realised he's actually a really decent bloke.
Was that awkward? You know, when they make you stand up and they're reading out what
Well, they didn't
said.
Make us say anything. So I had stood up and I'm that type of person that I will say what the fuck I said and say it again.
Yeah.
Because whatever I said, again. I'll say it off chest.
Yeah.
So they said, Hallie, do you have anything to say? And I was like, do you guys want to know what was said?
Yeah.
And they were all like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So then I just said, Zach's a game player and I think Matty nominated me.
Yeah.
And Noki thought I was talking about her.
So it wasn't actually about her. Okay.
No. So the NO... They're fucking smart fuckers, the way they edited that.
Yeah.
So I watched it back, that episode, and you see me say N-O, stop spelling. And they cut it short when I spelt the other letters. So it looked like I spelt Noki's name. When in actual fact, the reason I said was because I thought I was breaking a rule, not by writing messages, but saying nominated.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
So yeah, it was fucked. And then... Noki thought I was talking about her, which I found confusing, because her and Olivia had a conversation literally the day before saying Olivia would never indulge in conversations to do with Noki.
Mm-hmm.
And then I broke another fucking rule by trying to reassure Noki I didn't have shit to say about her.
Yeah. Oh, and then you went to prison.
I went to prison for the writing messages and then I got the sandwich board for telling, reassuring Noki. Remember that sandwich board with the coat?
Oh my God. Yeah. Why did I think that was on the same?
No, that was the next day.
So, fucking hell, you're in a world of it. But they've got to expect you to explain that to Noki. You can't just be like, no.
That's what I'm saying. And Big Brother also said when we were all on the sofa and before we got sent to prison, no nomination rules were broken. So when they said I'd broken the rule by talking to Noki, I'm thinking, what the fuck?
What rule?
What rule, honestly? What rule? But then after that, I was just like, right, I'm not going to say the N-word.
Yeah. What Imran said.
Oh my gosh, I saw that when I got out and that cracked me up.
That is one of the funny... I have never seen someone cry like that in my entire life.
It broke my heart.
It was incredible.
When they said Imran had broken a rule,
well...
Initially, I was thinking, who the fuck broke the rule? Olivia was like, fuck, I think I've broken a rule. I'm thinking, oh my God, what have I
be
said?
With me. Yeah.
And then when they said Imran, I was just like, ah.
No one was mad.
No one was mad. And she honestly, the way she was crying, I felt for her. Like, she's honestly too sweet and innocent. Like, but prison changed her. We have prison names.
Didn't she start drinking?
Yeah. Oh my fuck. Yeah, she did.
Happened?
She was like, yeah, I want a mojito. I was like, yeah, you've turned to the fuck life.
This is one honestly, day in prison for you.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I love that for her though.
Honestly.
Honest opinions here. When you were in the house, Jordan, Henry, what's going on?
Okay, so when late and live I was on it, they were like, are you aware of the love triangle between Jordan, Henry and Matty? Matty, I didn't even think was a factor.
Right.
I just thought it was Jordan and Henry.
Okay.
Because I'd even asked them in the house, would you guys shag on the outside world? And they said no. But you see sparks.
Yeah. And they kiss under the table.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah. It's a proper.
Yeah. It's a little smooch.
It's a proper smooch.
Yeah.
And so I'm not shocked by Jordan and Henry, but I think Jordan loves it secretly.
Because I think by the looks of things, he actually likes Matty more and doesn't like Henry.
See, so I feel bad for Henry because I saw on TikTok the other day how Henry said he's never had feelings like this for someone. But
it hurts.
Jordan loves entertaining Matty.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's just a fucking playboy.
How do you think this is going to end?
Fuck, I don't fucking know. I think Henry's going to make it known and be like, you need to tell Matty how you feel so I have reassurance.
Yeah.
Whatnot. But yeah. I'm shipping Jenry. I'm not going to lie. I really want them two to work.
Do you know what? I agree. I don't want Matty involved in this. I don't want this to be a thing.
No.
He's in an open relationship.
I know. Jordan was like, yeah, how's that going to work?
So true. Doesn't even know if, yeah.
Honestly, I'm shipping January.
I agree. I need it to happen. Otherwise, it's going to ruin the last few months of my year.
Yeah. I don't like how everyone's putting Paul and Olivia together.
Today's sponsor of the podcast is Skin and Me. Skin and Me is an accessible, fast track way to get amazing skin. All you've got to do is fill out a questionnaire online all about your skin and the problems you've got. And they will make your very own skincare to match your skin. Skin and Me blends scientifically proven active ingredients to give you the best skin. All packaged up in their award-winning Daily Doser. And if that wasn't enough for you, it's also personalized with your name. Daily Doser ensures that you use the right amount of cream every evening. I've been guilty to putting a little bit too much on, a little bit too little. So you don't have to worry with this. And also, that's money saving. You're not wasting your product. They also offer additional products like cleansers, moisturizers, and SPF. And if you know about SPF. You don't want to grow old looking like a leather boot. It's time to grow old gracefully. Skin and Me will tailor to your skin. So whatever problem you've got, whether it's acne, whether it's textured skin, or whether it is just fine lines, they can help you with what you're struggling with. It is designed by an expert team of dermatologists. All you've got to do to start your Skin and Me journey is take 3 pictures of your skin and Skin and Me will design your very own skincare. Head to skinandme.com and use the code GRACE to get your first month for just £4.99 with the code GRACE. Usually it's £24.99, but again, if you use the code GRACE, you can get it for just £4.99. Yeah, can you explain this?
Okay, so they just have like a very like brother, sister,
right,
like mucking about of each other kind of relationship.
Yeah.
Because Olivia made it clear, like, because we were all asked by Chanel, like, what our type was.
Okay.
And so initially mine was Zach on the first day. And I was like, yeah, no, this guy's giving me the ick.
Yeah.
And I moved on to Paul and I was like, oh, he's just so dreamy. And Olivia was like, yeah, no, Paul's not my type. And Zach was more her type.
Ooh.
But because Paul and Olivia are both so, they just play silly buggers all the time.
Yeah.
They get along like a house on fire.
Right. So it comes across
like
that.
It's never, yeah, but it's never like, it's never been flirty. But they've never had a flirt. They've never like complimented each other.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's never been anything like that. And Olivia was getting pissed off in the house because people were comparing her to Paul's girlfriend. Olivia, she's worried about being perceived.
Yeah.
And like, especially with the name board thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Chanel done a bit of shit stirring with that.
Really?
Yes. Because she was in a conversation with the girls. I wasn't present for the start of it. Conversation with the girls about Paul writing Olivia's name initially on the board, then rubbing it out and writing Tom's because Nokia and Dylan had told him, like, pack it in, you have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
But he had said he didn't think of it like that. He just done it on who gave the greatest performance. So Paul said it was out of Olivia, me, Trish, and Tom.
Right.
So he wrote Olivia's name down. And then because there was like, you have a girlfriend, me and Trish were out the picture. So he wrote Tom. So he wasn't writing another girl's name.
Sure.
Yeah. And then Olivia, because of that, she was like, I don't want to be perceived in like this type of way.
Taking someone else's man.
She don't fucking like him. Well, she likes him, but she
not like that. That's crazy.
I know.
Because that is a sort of thing now that everyone's like, Paul and Olivia.
Yeah. Polivia.
Polivia.
I don't ship.
I don't ship, but the name has a ring.
Yes, the name has a ring. But Jordan and Henry, I want that to be the show's relationship.
100%.
Defo.
120%.
I need to lubricate my throat.
Lubricated, darling. So we're going to talk about your eviction.
Go on.
How did you feel when you found out you were nominated? Because for me, I'd be swinging.
I cried my eyes out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I cried my fucking eyes out.
You said, I'm going to burp.
I was expecting to be nominated because I was a raging bitch on Wheels at times in there. And I gave people an excuse. But Olivia had said to me, like, don't act like that in front of them. I think this was Ed, because it gives them a reason to say your name
yeah.
in the room. But in my head, I'm thinking, I'm not going to filter myself. I'm going to be myself.
Yeah. Otherwise, like, what's the point?
What's the fucking point?
Mm.
So when I was up for nomination, I cried because I felt like I'd made a tit of myself.
Right.
I was like, I haven't made people proud. I haven't. And that was my goal for being in there. So because of that, I was like so emotional because I feel like I had more to fulfill and like more to share. And so I was really emotional. And then Kerry came and saw me. I don't know how the fuck she didn't see me under the cover.
One of the most amazing clips. She's going into the bathroom.
Dying.
Where the fuck are you?
I'm here.
I'm over here.
And then she's like, fuck.
Love it.
She, and then eviction night came around, sat on the sofa.
Yeah.
Heart dropped out my asshole. Had this feeling in my stomach. I was gone up. And Kerry started getting emotional. I was like, save your fucking tears. Like, I'm a goner, so just prepare yourself. And they said my name. And honestly, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because although I was kind of expecting it, I wasn't.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
No one was.
Because it's just, I realize that now.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was going to go out and they hated me.
Really?
Yeah. I said that to Kerry. I said that to Big Brother. I had so many moments where I was like, they're going to hate me.
Right.
Because I was just, I felt like I was acting like a bitch at times in the house.
Yeah. Well, I don't think so, but come on.
Thanks.
That's okay.
And so I just thought, yeah, they're going to fucking hate me. So I was ready to get booed. But when I heard the cheers, when they were saying Hallie, Trish, Dylan.
Yeah.
It kind of warmed my heart a bit.
Can you hear when people are going, get so-and-so yeah. out? You can.
Clear as day. Even if one person says it, you can fucking hear it.
Does that affect people?
So when the first get Kerry out chant.
Yeah.
There was this one asshole that was, you could just hear him.
Yeah.
When everyone would shut up, he would just carry on. And so it's horrible to hear because initially when I heard it, I just thought of Kerry's boys at home.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking, fuck, like imagine her son seeing that.
Yeah.
Like, he's
yeah,
really heartbroken.
Mm.
And Kerry puts on a strong face, but it gets in your nut.
Well,
it gets
does.
In your head.
And I'm thinking, what have they seen that's made them hate me?
No, that's so I went to the diary room. I said, Big Brother, I said, Kerry's nothing but genuine. She wants nothing but the best for me. So what the fuck has yeah. she done?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now coming out, it might just be that she's very flamboyant.
Yeah. Well, people say about Kerry online is that she was trying too hard to be like Gemma Collins.
See, but that's Kerry.
That's just her.
That's honestly, yeah. But they didn't show her soft side enough.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't show it. Like, honestly, she is, oh, sorry, pardon me.
Go ahead.
she, honestly, she's just lovely.
Yeah.
Like, she was literally like a mother to me in the house. And she's so honest. On the third day of being in there, she called Zach Splinters. She said, you're going to have splinters up your ass. You're like sitting on the fence. Like, she's very upfront. Like,
you're going to have splinters.
If she says something about someone, she'll say it to them.
That's a good quality, though.
100%.
I wish they'd show more of stuff like that.
Because I feel like her on Late in Life showed her soft side.
Yeah.
And I wish the public got to see more of that, Kerry.
100%.
Because she's honestly, she's amazing.
So you got voted out, blah, blah. But then
yeah.
I see you again.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Were you actually in?
Yeah, real
so
life.
It wasn't recorded.
It wasn't recorded. That was real.
And you could see them all?
Yeah, I could see them all.
Oh my God.
And they all started cheering and banging the table. And I was like, fuck, I'm about to give like some fucking
gossip. I'm gonna love. Yeah.
And I kept quite serious. And I was there like, what did I say again? Housemates beware.
Yeah.
Or someone's very two-faced or whatnot.
Who was that about?
That was about Chanel.
Oh, okay. Makes yes, sense. Yeah.
Because she, I don't know if she does it intentionally, but she goes around and plants seeds in people's ears.
Oh.
Yeah. But she don't come across like that.
And no.
For someone that doesn't like confrontation, she likes to go around and mix the pot.
That's crazy because on the show, she comes across as if she keeps herself to herself.
No.
Wow.
But even I thought you guys would have seen a bit of it with the Paul Olivia thing. She'd had a conversation with the girls.
Yeah.
And then had went to Paul, was siding with Paul, and then coming back to the girls and siding with the girls.
Yeah, yeah, on the fence.
100%.
He's a spin on the fence.
And when she sat with Jenkin and Tom, they bitch about everyone.
Today's sponsor of the podcast is BetterHelp. There's always times in our lives where we feel like we need to speak to someone and we may not feel comfortable speaking to our family and friends. It's also not good to let your feelings bubble up because it will always end up worse. Whether you're at uni, you're working full time, whatever you're doing, it's still important to take time out of your day to focus on your mental health. And this is where BetterHelp comes in. Towards the winter months, it's common to start feeling a little bit more down, a little bit more anxious. The weather's gloomy. It's not looking good. And also Christmas is coming up, which can be a very stressful time for a lot of people. Therapy can help admin all the stress, keep you grounded, and also become a better version of yourself. If you're thinking about trying therapy, make sure you give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, so it's suited to be completely convenient and flexible and suited to your schedule. All you've got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll be matched to a licensed therapist who you can also switch at any time with no added extras. When you're busy, it often feels impossible to take time out of your day to speak to someone and just have time for yourself. And with BetterHelp, that's where they can come in and conveniently slot in somewhere, a little gap in your day where you can just take a little bit to de-stress. Find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/savinggrace to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/savinggrace for 10% off your first month. Thank you for BetterHelp for sponsoring today's episode. See, that's one thing, because I was a bit disappointed because I thought Jenkin would come in, be this really big personality, really be really funny, but only clips I ever see of him are him just being like
his one-liners,
or like I hate them when they do that, or hate when they do that.
Yeah, do you know what it is? Jenkin's a smoker, and so we're not allowed in the smoking area 24/7.
Yeah,
so when he hasn't had a cigarette, he's easily irritable off. And I think you guys saw that when I fucking touched his shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very easily irritable when he hasn't had a cig.
Oh my god.
I know.
Fair.
But he's smart in the sense that he sits back, observes, and every week he nominates the person that gets evicted.
He knows. He could, I suppose, as well, he's listening to what everyone else is saying. So he's tactical.
Yeah.
So maybe the game player's him.
I have no fucking idea. But you know what I thought was hilarious? He said in the house, he doesn't want to be famous after this. He wants to go back to his normal life.
Mm.
But on Late and Live yesterday, his friend Stacey was on there and she was like, yeah, he said when he comes out and he's rich and famous. So she contradicted him.
Oh God. Yeah. He's going to be like, why did you do
that? I know,
when
honestly.
When he comes out.
But I think, honestly, when you're in that house, you forget you're in a fucking game.
Yeah.
Like when I was evicted, I wasn't like, oh, I've lost a game. I thought I'm leaving an experience.
Yeah.
So I think for anyone to have the mindset of playing a game and being tactical, it must be fucking exhausting.
Because you got to think about it 24/7 and keep what everyone else is saying in your head.
For that shit.
Me and you fucking both.
Yeah.
Me and you both. There's no way.
Honestly, no. But I can't say anyone that's playing a game, you know. I think Noki's not playing a game, but she's playing it safe.
Very safe.
Yeah.
She's one that will sort of, she doesn't really say
much. And I really wish she stuck up for Trish when Dylan was having a go at Trish.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about
one of the wildest fucking things I've ever seen in my life. That
honestly,
was, she held her own well.
She did. She fucking gobbled him up and spat him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
But the way he was coming for, so Trish and Dylan in the house have always had some underlying,
like, unspoken beef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they've never actually had a problem.
Right.
And I think when that problem, where that problem kind of started was with the misogynistic stuff with Trish.
Yeah.
Like bringing up sexist comments within the Ant game or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where Dylan's problem, I think, started with Trish. And then he just went fucking gunning for her after he got nominated. But it wasn't even her that fucking nominated him. It was Noki.
But also, like, as someone watching from the outside, when they explained, like, we picked one person each.
Yeah.
And we said we wouldn't question.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I mean, so when Trish picked Olivia.
Yeah.
Noki and Olivia are quite close in there.
Yeah.
And they share a fucking bed. So I expected a bit more from Noki to be like, why do you want this? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like
it would upset me. Yeah.
It would upset me. But I respect the fact she respected Trish's decision. Mm-hmm. I just wish she'd stood up for Olivia a bit more.
Yeah, that's especially if you're sharing a bed with someone.
100%, because that's really there's awkward. That sense of loyalty.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's I understand why Olivia's fuming because she thought that was her bestie.
She took it really well, though.
She did.
I would have kicked off.
But you know why? I think Dylan done all the talking.
He did.
That's why. So Olivia just sat
all
and was
more.
Like, yeah, I'm just going to let you fire away, mate.
Do you think that was awkward, though? Everyone just sat there while they're arguing. Like, I wouldn't know what to do.
I don't know. Like, Jenkin was like, is this worth it?
Yeah.
Is this worth it? And then Matty's there, like, as soon as Dylan started calling Trish a pussy, which is unacceptable,
crazy.
By the way, Matty's like, oh my God, guys. Like, so
we can't be doing
it. I don't feel like it would be awkward. It would just be like, what the fuck? Do you know what I mean?
I am shocked that people still took Dylan's side afterwards.
I'm shocked.
I'm really shocked. Like, Paul and all that went over to him and took his side. And I thought, have we not seen what's just happened, Dylan?
I honestly think the way he spoke to Trish was vile.
Yeah.
It was like, cool, you're mad, whatnot, but there's a way of going about things.
Yeah, even bitch. I don't know why this pisses me off, but in an argument with a guy,
if he calls me a bitch, sorry, you're getting a slap to the
yeah,
face.
Like, and if he's like raising his voice calling me a bitch, I'm just like, that's a whole nother level
of disrespect.
It's different when it's like, oh, you're such a bitch, but it's when it's like, you are a fucking bitch. I'm just like, what?
Sorry, if any bloke in there turned around and done that to me, I would have still been like, are you fucking crazy?
You'd have been left in handcuffs.
Honestly, I would have put you in fucking prison. Are you fucked? Yeah, no. It's
no way.
Different. It's a whole other level of disrespect.
Do you think he's going to create more beef? Because I think this isn't the end of it.
So I think with Dylan, I'd called it late and live. And I said he's a ticking time bomb. Like, he's going to snap. Because you see it in his face. I think the reason why he'd blown up so much at Trish at that point was because when things would get mentioned about food, for example, or like he would hear things he didn't like, you would see it in his face.
Yeah.
Like his face would speak for him.
But he wouldn't say anything.
He wouldn't say it. Right. So it all bubbled up. And I think at that point he fucking exploded.
How hungry are you guys in there?
Oh my God, don't.
Is it actually like, tell me what you eat in a day.
About bread, more bread and fucking bread. Like honestly, carbs and cheese. Like it's fucked. So we would have like bacon, eggs, sausages, toast. Like breakfast was all right.
Yeah.
Lunch, cheese toasties, probably.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell, it's a uni diet.
Yeah, honestly. Fine. Sometimes noodles, sometimes my fucking legendary cheesy pasta. I hope they aired that.
No.
They did. Oh my God.
But I really love cheesy pasta.
Honestly, I make the best fucking cheesy pasta. And I was like, yeah, I'm making dinner tonight. I'm going to make cheesy pasta. Everyone's like, cheesy fucking pasta. And then I went to Big Brother. I was like, Big Brother, I'm so proud. Like, I'm making cheesy pasta for the house. Made it. They all loved it. Went to Big Brother and he was like, you must be proud. You mixed four ingredients together. Are you fucking joking me?
Who the fuck are you speaking
to? Honestly, like, it was, I felt violated. But cooked cheesy pasta. Then for dinner, chicken dill.
Of course.
Chicken dill, chicken rice and peas, gravy.
And that's made by Dylan.
Okay. And then everyone, early hours of the morning, fucking cheese toasties here, cheese toasties there.
What was aired about Trish is that she will make lamb chops at 2 a.m.
Lamb chops at 2 a.m. This girl and her lamb chops, honestly, she's obsessed. And I went to her, this was like the first week when she got lamb chops because we had the luxury shopping budget. Mm. And I went, oh, can I have some? She had like 3 lamb chops in the pot. She went, no. And then I was like, all right then, someone's a bit protective over the lamb. Like, she was like, you're going to have a bit of pasta though. Yeah, I know. But you just live off carbs and cheese. So it's just fat and carbs.
Do you think Yimran knows how popular she is on the outside?
So I went to her, I said, they fucking love you out there.
Like,
I think she just doesn't even realize how funny she is as well.
At all.
And she was like, oh yeah, but you don't know, like things might change, whatnot. Like she really doubts, she don't give herself enough credit.
Yeah.
She don't. Because even when she was in the mirror the other day going, I like big, that's a pit. Like she's just fucking hilarious.
Who was it that she, because she said a lot of people just wouldn't bother speaking to her. Who do you think she was on about? Was it Kerry?
Oh my God.
Just because there was a few moments at the start where she'd get really upset.
I know. I made a lot of effort with Yingren because I think she's so interesting. Mm-hmm. The fact that she's only been in the UK for 2 years fascinates me. Her English is incredible. It breaks my heart she ain't seen her family. But I don't know. I didn't notice it.
You didn't, yeah.
But I loved our little language sessions.
Like, but I suppose you wouldn't if you were talking to her.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I suppose it wouldn't be something that you'd be looking out for.
But I felt like I was living under a rock half the time in that house. So I'd go in the garden, they'll be talking about something that happened. I'll be like, when the fuck did this happen?
Yeah, when the fuck
like,
did it happen?
Yeah, so half the time I felt like I was living under a rock. But with me, I'm so dopey. I don't even pay attention half the time.
Neither would I.
So I just missed out so much. Now I've come out and I've seen TikTok clips.
Yeah.
I'm like, makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. Was there a game that you guys did that caused a lot of beef?
Game that caused beef?
Because there's one game that I didn't like.
What was it?
And it was when you had to put each other in line rating.
Oh, okay.
That was horrible.
So I got voted most untrustworthy by Zach.
I think it was Zach.
I think it was.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he didn't go fucking wrong. I called him a fucking game player.
Glass houses.
Well, but at that point, it was 2 days in and we didn't fucking know each other well enough.
Yeah.
So no one took it personal. But with Tom, he kept on looking at me. So I don't know if they aired it, but I was like, why'd you keep looking at me? Because at that point, when I got voted for like unkind, untrustworthy, sorry, I welcomed everyone in that house with open arms.
Yeah.
And I get put for unkind. Yeah. Honestly, like.
Rude.
Yeah, rude. Yeah,
I agree.
Now.
Because I think, was it Tom and Chanel that had a little argument after it?
Yeah.
They had
Tom called Chanel a see you next Tuesday.
Oh.
But I don't think they aired that.
No, they didn't air that.
So he didn't say you're a see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
He said something about he'll tell people there to their face what something along that I wasn't there
right,
for it.
Right.
But Chanel sat down with me and was like, yeah, he basically called me da 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 da. I hate that word. honestly. And I was like, whoa. But Tom's a little shit star as well.
Is he doesn't get much screen time to
be
honest.
But he sits back just like Jenkin does, observes, but he fucking had it out for me with winding me up.
Really?
Yeah.
When you were in the bedroom, I know when you were in the bedroom and you came and spoke to Henry and Jordan.
Well, do you know what? They didn't air a part of that argument.
I'm ready.
So when we were initially in the bedroom,
yeah,
and they were going whatever they were saying and I couldn't get a word in, I went, shut the fuck up, da 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 da. And I walked out, I swung door, I was like, you fucking idiot. Da-da-da. Yeah, and I walked out, like, they pissed me off so much.
Yeah.
So then I went in the garden, and I think what Tom was doing was deflecting.
Yeah.
From what I was actually annoyed at him for. Because Jenkin understood and apologized.
Fair.
Like, straight away.
Okay.
Like, he was like, yeah, I understand, I'm sorry. But Tom wouldn't own it. And that's one thing.
And it's annoying.
It is, because with me, mm-hmm. I can take accountability. And I can own up to in my wrongs and, like, apologize. And he just was deflecting, like speaking for Henry and Jordan. And I went, is your name Henry?
Is like, your name Jordan?
Exactly. Like, why are you speaking for them? And so when he was so patronizing and condescending in that argument, the way he was looking at me, I just thought, you know what? Fuck off. And that's why I walked off and I was like, you need to know when to draw the fucking line.
It just made me die when you went back in the room. Like, did I interrupt your conversation?
Yeah.
Like, no, and you went, I didn't interrupt your conversation. So I just checked with them. It made me die.
I know.
He had nothing to say after that. He was
nothing.
Like, cool, okay.
I know. And then he kept turning to Jenkin like a fucking pussy, like for Jenkin to tell him what to say. And that's why Jenkin was like, grow up.
He was all, that's all awkwardness.
Yeah, it was. So he had said to me, oh, I just don't like awkwardness. And I was like, it's not awkward though.
If you say your piece and air it, it won't be awkward.
It won't be.
It's awkward if you deflect.
That's what I'm saying. Just own your shit.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm all about. Because that's what they all loved about me in there. Mm. So Noki would tell me, Trish would tell me. They all just loved that I own my shit.
Yeah.
So if I'd done something that pissed people off, I would own it.
100%.
Yeah. Because like, I may not mean to piss you off, but if I have, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And that's all you can fucking do. In a house full of cameras as well, you can't lie.
Don't. You actually cannot. And that's what I'm saying. So people that do lie, I haven't really witnessed anyone lying in the house, but if they do lie, what's the fucking point?
It's, but as well, like, they're doing little white lies, but I guess it's so awkward if you get then caught, because Big Brother will do that thing where if you tell a lie, then probably air what actually happened, and it's so muggy, so you just might as well not bother.
Honestly.
I love it. Who do you think is going to be in the final? Who do you think and who do you want in the final?
Okay. I think Yinren will definitely be in the final.
Yeah.
I want her to be in the final.
Mm.
I want Olivia to be in the final.
Okay.
How many are in the final two?
Let's go three.
Three. And I won. So Olivia, Yinran, and Trish.
Yeah, I love Trish.
Defo. Trish is fucking... She just owns that shit. She's
incredible. I love that woman.
And you know what? She always reminded me I'm from South London.
Yeah.
So she would say in the house, yeah, she'd be like, don't fuck with Hallie at any point. She'll switch, you know, South she's London. From the fucking streets. Yeah, honestly. And I just fucking loved her.
Oh my God.
And when I'd come out as trans in the house, she was one of the first people to come up to me and like show so much love.
Oh, yeah.
Like Trish is honestly amazing. And yeah. So in the second week, I'd nominated Trish for being confrontational, because I felt like if I was to go to her with a problem, instead of talking it out, she would automatically go guns blazing. Mm. And so after I'd done that, I'd went to speak to her and I was like, Trish, like I felt like if I came to you with a problem and you would just be guns blazing, yeah, whatnot. And when she had reassured me that she wasn't like that, I was like, fuck, if she's up this week, I'm going to feel like total
other shit. Yeah, and that's so true.
That's the hardest part of the process, the nomination.
You have to do, and most of the time it's two people.
It is, and it feels backstabbing.
It is, because you've got to go there and be like, hi.
I know, I would prefer face-to-face, I'm not even going to lie.
Oh,
I would much...
Fuck that.
Every week I said I would prefer face-to-face. I would much prefer it.
Yeah, true, because then I guess it's out there.
It's out there, and if you want to call me a bitch, you can call me a bitch, not behind my back.
True. Yeah. And you can have it out.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
And we can clarify things.
Yeah.
Whatnot. Yeah, it'll just be fucking...
That's hot. Would you write? Do you think they'll put you back in?
I want to go back in.
I want you back in.
If they do a vote to return and I get voted back in, I'll go in a fucking heartbeat.
Ready? Would you stir the pot if you went back in?
I don't think I would stir the pot. I would just keep a closer eye on people. And...
Yeah.
I would not make other housemates known what is going on the outside world. Because I think because that sense of mystery and like not knowing is what makes the show.
Yeah.
So me knowing what the outside world thinks and bringing that up in the house would ruin the illusion and ruin people. And also would filter people.
And I guess like if someone's like, oh, people really love you.
Yeah.
It would then be
make their head explode.
Yeah. And that I think they'd start acting differently.
Yeah. So if I did go back in, I would still continue to be myself.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't filter anything, but I would just keep a fucking close eye on people.
Yeah. I 100%. Agree.
But I wouldn't air out what the public thinks.
I think that's a good, like a safe thing to do as 100%. Well.
Because as well, imagine I'm like, yeah, fucking Dylan, the public hates you. He's going to feel like shit.
He should. But yeah, you're so right. Yeah, so right. Who do you think's going this week?
Dylan.
I think Dylan.
I think Dylan for sure, because definitely the way he kicked off at Trish, the public don't like it. And you should see on Late and Live, whenever they say his name, it's booze.
Really? Oh, I love it.
I know. So I honestly think it'll be Dylan. I can't see Trish going. Maybe Paul. Because I love Paul. Like, honestly, do you know what I don't like? He's been called transphobic and all this stuff, yeah?
Yes.
But in the house, I would say, was one of the, not only because they all were amazing, but one of the only people who actually every day, almost every day in the morning would say, you're here for a reason. You're here to make people proud.
Look at, they don't show shit like this.
He asked me so much about my journey. He asked me so much about like what it's like being a trans woman. Yeah. He said, come to Liverpool, this, that. We've made plans already for when he comes out. Like, he's honestly fucking amazing. And
I'm glad you said that though, because I think a lot of people, there is definitely a Paul hate train at the moment.
And I don't like it because he's not transphobic.
And also that's very like a very big thing to accuse someone of.
Very big.
Especially in just this industry too.
Yeah.
And at this time is a very big thing.
Big thing. And so... What I liked as well, like speaking of transphobia, Olivia had brought up that my eviction, because it's vote to evict.
Yes, yeah. Oh, I forgot to bring that up.
Could be because like of transphobes.
Mm.
And I really didn't like how Chanel and Jenkins had shut that down.
Because it could have been.
Yeah, it could have been. They just don't fucking know. And Jenkins being gay as well, I was shocked because you genuinely do not know. And these like Facebook Karens and that, the things they're saying about me on Facebook, get a fucking life.
Get a fucking life.
Like, honestly, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a woman with a dick. Get over it.
What now?
Like, literally, it's... Yeah.
But it doesn't fucking affect anyone else either, though.
It don't. I'm not trying to go shag your dad.
Understand.
Do you know what I mean?
He might want it, though.
He might.
Fair fucking play. I just think... With stuff like that as well, if you're not trans yourself, I feel like you can't speak on those topics. Obviously, I know Jenkins gay.
Yeah.
But I think you can't shut that conversation down because you don't know and you're also not part of that.
Yeah, and especially, and like, the way the world's going right now, like, even Rishi Sunak, like,
fucking loser.
The day before I went in the house.
Did you know about it then?
No. No, I had, so when you're on lockdown, you still have no phone and nothing. So when you're in hiding, you still have no access to the internet. You're not even allowed to listen to the fucking radio.
That's crazy, because I thought you'd have known.
No fucking idea.
Wow.
So when I had heard that, I actually spoke on Gaydio, and I was like, I think someone that's meant to be representing a nation, saying that is absolutely disgusting.
It's so damaging.
It is. Yeah. It's fucking damaging. We're all people.
Did you know when you told the house, and you did it in such like a chill way where you just like, listen.
Oh, listen, my heart was beating out my fucking chest.
I was going to say, well, how did you feel? Were you scared or were you?
Okay, so going into the house, I knew I wanted to make it loud and clear.
Yeah.
But I wanted an idea of the housemates. And because
there's the room. Yes, yeah, yeah.
And because they're so inclusive and like is so diverse and everyone seems so open-minded.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I went to bed that night, couldn't sleep because it was on my mind. Because that first night, honestly, everyone knew something was up with me. They was like, what is wrong with this bitch?
Yeah.
Because I was going from conversation to conversation. Like, I couldn't hold a conversation because it was on my mind. Because I felt like I wasn't being authentically me, like I said. And so I woke up on the second day, Farida's fucking AGM, whatnot. And I was like, here we fucking go. Yeah. And then I was just, my stomach dropped to my asshole. My heart was beating out my chest. Noki was like, Hallie has something to say.
Yeah.
And I just said it. And I was going to start tearing up. That's why I put my sunglasses back on.
Yeah.
And I got from all the housemates was genuinely amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It made me really emotional, like in the diary room, because I've felt love before. But never at that mass.
Yeah.
You know, where everyone, all like 15 of them were all just so supporting and loving.
And they just accepted it straight away. Just accepted it. Yeah.
And it was just amazing. Like, I was expecting maybe like one person to be like, oh, fuck this, fuck that, no.
Oh, really? You were?
Yeah, no, but I don't know who, but you just expect that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You just fear the worst.
Yeah.
Because you don't know people's genuine opinions of things like that. But I just think, honestly, it was important to me to be loud and proud because I want to show other trans men and women, like, be fucking you.
Oh, 100%.
You're beautiful, you're confident, you're fucking amazing.
And I think you did what you went in to do, you did as well. Like, all the conversations that were aired about, there's one conversation, oh, it made me so sad. It's when you were saying that it was you, Noki, and maybe Trish.
Kerry,
that, and you were saying that you like, get upset some days because you feel like you have like manly features or whatever. And it was so nice the way Noki was like, listen, I think I've got little boy tits or whatever. Yeah. It was just a nice moment.
So that being trans, I would say that's one of like the hardest things I go through. Although the fact like downstairs doesn't match, that still really bothers me. Like when I was younger, I couldn't even like have a shower or bath without crying my eyes out.
Yeah.
Like, it's a real struggle. And like, some days you'd wake up and feel amazing about yourself. Like, I would look in the mirror and be like, yes, you're a bad bitch.
Yeah.
And then some days you would wake up and you look in the mirror and you just see your broad shoulders, like your brow bone.
On all of it.
Yeah. And you would just look at the manly features.
Yeah.
And so in the house that day specifically, I'd woke up and I didn't feel great about myself.
Right. Yeah.
And then Noki saying that made me like not feel as alone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Although they aren't trans, they still have the same like feelings.
Yeah.
So
I suppose it's hard as well in a house like that, where if you do feel shit and you feel this certain way about the way you look, you're also in a house with really bright lighting, cameras everywhere. So you can't even be like, it's fine because no one will see me today. You just have to deal with it.
You do. And honestly, it's so freeing because like Instagram, I love a filter.
I love a filter, girl. Hollywood 4, get me on it.
No, but being on TV and everything unfiltered and raw, it's so freeing because it's like, okay, you've seen me fucking looking like a zombie and a fucking rat.
Can only go up.
Yeah. Honestly, like, but it feels very freeing. And now I just feel confident as ever.
Good, as you should.
I do.
Stunning girl.
I mean, I'm going to get my lips done next Friday. But yeah.
Juicy lip, babe.
I know, I'm so excited.
I'm fucking buzzing. And how has it all been since leaving? What's the word? Not the reception. Is that the word?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What is it? What has the reception been like since you've left?
Fucking amazing. Good. So I've had so many DMs, so much love. It's amazing. Honestly, it is fucking amazing. Yeah. I feel that it makes me emotional at times. Like,
yeah.
I'm there to my mom, like, oh my God, everyone loves me. Like, I'm not used to this. Yeah. Like, honestly, because when I tell you I thought I was going to be hated,
sad.
And the thing that makes me happy the most, like, and I'm proud of myself for, is making my community proud. And
yeah.
Because I've been getting a few messages from like young trans people.
Yeah.
And hearing what they have to say and like saying, I've made them feel confident. I've inspired them. It warms my heart.
Yeah.
Like it makes me feel super proud.
You've done, like you didn't just go in the Big Brother house. Like, you know, sometimes you see these people on the shows and they haven't made, maybe impact's the wrong word, but you know, they haven't really done anything. Whereas I feel like you, even going on it for the time that you did, I feel like you made a very big impact. And just also on like reality TV.
Yeah.
Like when I spoke to Ella, she was like, trans people are not casted.
I love Ella.
For shows. They're just not. So I think it's amazing now that you were on Big Brother. And I just think you've done fucking bits.
Thanks, babe.
And you've done it positively as well.
Honestly, most of the time positively.
Listen, all the time. You made great TV. When you fucking stormed out and you were like, don't speak to me. You know, when Kerry was like, come here.
And I was like, I can't do this shit.
And then you walked back in the door. I was like, me.
I know, honestly. No, yeah.
And actually, then, I will talk, yeah.
No, I had a Britney Spears 2008 moment then. Honestly, I was like, how's your food? And then what they didn't show yet is when I went past them and went to the door, I actually punched the door. So I went, let me in. So they opened the door and they, like, honestly, I was fucking raging.
Oh my God.
My mum, my nan, they said, honestly, the camping task, I'm not built for that shit.
No one is. Fuck that.
In the cold. And you know what? Me being fucking naive, I was like, listen, production's going to come and just open the doors.
Yeah. 100%.
And even like the cleaning, I was like, do you know Gemma Collins? She said something about they thought they would have cleaners.
Yeah.
I honestly thought that too.
No, I'd think that too.
But no.
You have to clean.
You have to clean and you have to fucking sleep on the floor when you're told to sleep on the floor. And they had like that rain game the same day.
That was horrible.
So everything was soaking wet.
That was horrible.
I mean, I had to crawl through fucking mud like a pig.
Your fucking rain, what are they called? Like raincoats, ponchos. Fuck all.
Yeah.
You were all wet through.
It didn't show on camera.
What?
Do you know when Kerry flipped out and she was like, just do fucking rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah.
Her lips were blue.
Were they?
Like they had a tinge of blue because I immediately, after the rain had stopped, because she didn't have her glasses, I was holding everything off her.
Yeah.
And so I'd went up to her, put her glass. I was like, oh my fuck, your lips are blue. Like, honestly, she was
a cold girl.
She was sitting on the chair, When she'd got up, it was a puddle.
I should have put the poncho over the chair.
She was like, my fanny's wet, honestly.
I love her. I'm really sad she's gone. I'm sad you're both gone. I feel like two massive personalities have gone.
I don't know if you saw my Instagram story, but when I found out Olivia and Kerry were up for nomination, I was on the sofa crying. literally crying. And my stepdad goes, oh, well, it's not that deep. Everyone's going to leave one day. And I was like, what the fuck?
Read the room.
Honestly, like, read the room. I'm here, like, crying my fucking eyes out, and you're here saying it's not that deep.
He's like, grow up.
Two of my fucking besties are up for nomination.
Let me cry.
Honestly, let me fucking let it out.
How would you describe your Big Brother experience then in, like, one?
I've said this like time and time again, but batshit crazy.
Yeah.
Like honestly, like you're bored shitless most of the time, but when it's mad, it's fucking mad.
I bet. Yeah. And you're glad you did it?
I'm 100%.
I'm glad you
I'd
did
go
it
back.
Too.
Yeah. If they, next
you're
year.
You're waiting outside the door.
Honestly, next year, if they're fucking like, do you want to come back on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you fucking mad? 100%.
Big Brother.
Big
Send
Brother.
Send her back in.
Get me back in there.
I need it. For me. Do it for me.
Do it for me as well, babes.
Yeah, do it.
Honestly.
Look at me. It's all about me.
Do honestly, I would love it. Vote to return. And if I get voted back to return,
I'll buy like 40 phones and just set up the app on each phone. You're in.
I really think it should be vote to save.
Agreed. I agree. It's
vote
a bit harsh.
It is.
Me, isn't
vote
it?
To evict.
Bye.
Yeah, goodbye. And you get five votes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, people wasted their vote. And that's the God's honest truth.
Honestly.
See, I've enjoyed having you on today.
Thanks,
I've loved it. You've been sensational. Have you got any plans for the future?
I just want to skyrocket.
Valid.
Yeah, I just want to be that bitch.
And skyrocket you shall.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see it.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you so much for coming
on.
No
problem.
It's been sensational.
I know, I've loved it.
And don't vote Trish out. That's what
don't vote for Trish, yeah. Don't.
Or Olivia.
Or Olivia, that's my babes.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
She said what she said. Anyway.
And I'll say it again.
And I'll say it again. Make sure you like, subscribe, 5-star review, follow, all of that. See you in the next step, darling.
See ya. Bye.